Papado 3 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. Sporting Kansas City is back. The season is about to kick off, or at least their CONCACAF Champions League season is kicking off this Thursday night against Mexican giant Toluca. And on the phone with us to tell us a little bit more about this matchup, and of course, just get to know him, my man, 16-year-old prodigy Gianluca Busio is on the phone with us right now. What's going on, my man?
Hey, what's up? We got a big game coming up Thursday, and excited for it. And hopefully we can get through the next round.
Yeah, this is going to be a huge matchup. How much do you know about Toluca, the Mexican team down there that's in Liga MX?
I don't know much until the past. Once we heard we're playing them. Of course, we did the scouting reports and watched video on them, of course. But every once in a while, I watch a couple Liga MX games, but I don't really, pay attention that much to it. But, after hearing we're playing the Champions League, I definitely have paid more attention to it. And they look like a good team, so hopefully we'll be ready for the challenge.
Yeah, you got some teammates on the squad already that's been through some of these tough battles in the Champions League, having to travel to Mexico or Costa Rica and all that. Have they told you about some of the environments that you're probably going to be stepping into soon?
Yeah, I heard, Mexico is a tough place to play with all the altitude and stuff. So, we've had our ways to prepare for that. And the coach, the staff, and the trainers have done that. They're trying to do everything that they can just to get us prepared for that. And, it's going to be a tough game playing there, especially just because of how high the altitude is. And that's always a very hard thing to play in, especially when you're playing a sport like soccer. It's one of the most difficult things to play in, high altitude. So hopefully we'll be ready for that.
Yeah, y'all been doing some preseason warm-up games already, getting ready not only for this game, but also for the MLS regular season. Are you actually happy to play something that's meaningful right about now? I was just saying, I know you've been doing some preseason warm-ups already and some preseason games recently, and now you actually get to play a meaningful game. How excited are you to actually play something meaningful instead of doing some preseason warm-ups or whatnot?
Definitely. Everybody's been excited for this game. The vibes in just, the locker room and the, all around the facility and everything. Everybody's so excited for this game. And, of course, preseason, everybody, different moods about it just because, you're coming in, from your off season, your break. So, but, once you realize we have a game within a month from preseason, that gets everybody really, really excited for, the preseason games because the games are really our only real practice games that can prepare us for this game. We don't have any league games to play that are ready, prepare us for this. So preseason games are the closest thing we can get to a real matchup.
Well, Gianluca Busio on the phone with us right now. Sporting Kansas City getting ready for their CONCACAF Champions League game Thursday night, 7 o'clock against Toluca. What are your personal goals for this 2019 MLS season? What are your personal goals and what are you trying to accomplish this year?
Definitely. I think my main goal is just getting on the field more than, making a step forward from last year. Last year I played, got a couple, started one game, got a couple appearances off the bench. But this year I definitely just want to, just make a lot more appearances than last year, a lot more starts. And doesn't really matter, what, if it's in the Champions League, if it's in the regular season, just whenever, just get more appearances. And, that's one of my big goals for this year is definitely get more starts and, just more playing time with the team and try to help the team win.
Yeah, hopefully get to this cup this year. We were like one step away or two steps away pretty much, huh?
Yeah, we were pretty close. And, it's a bummer we couldn't make it. But, that's what this, new year for, new year, new competitions. And hopefully we can make it further.
All right. Before I let you go, I got to ask you, I know you moved from North Carolina to come here to Kansas City. How much have you loved Kansas City since you moved here? And are there any similarities or any differences from coming from North Carolina to here?
North Carolina, I grew up in Greensboro. It's a, somewhat small town, I guess. But so it's definitely not as busy as Kansas City. There's a lot more stuff going on than I'm used to. It's definitely not, I think it's like the perfect amount, but definitely more than North Carolina. I love Kansas City. It's been my home for the past 2 years, and I love every part about it, the barbecue, of course the soccer, but just the people I met in Kansas. And, it's cool meeting new people for, outside of soccer, and the people just around are so friendly and, of course, I got family back home in Greensboro, but, you know, I made a new family in Kansas, so that's great, and I just loved everything about it.
All right, and of course, this is also a hip-hop and R&B station. Got to ask you, what's on your playlist? What are you jamming before games, or what are you just jamming, period, right now?
me and Jalen Lindsay, we make the playlist for the pregame warm-up for the stadium, so... You know, and me and him are usually on the aux for the, you know, locker room. So we have to, we tend to put in a little bit of everything because we have a bunch of different, you know, internationals. So, and nationalities. So we have a little bit of Spanish, you know, like Ozuna and Bad Bunny and stuff like that. Then we stick with the, you know, the basics like Drake and Future, Travis Scott. But then we also do a little bit of, you know, The Weeknd and, you know, soft, you know, easy to the ear music. But then we'll get to, you know, some throwback songs just for, you know, the older guys and, you know, go back to their high school days and stuff like that. So with, I mean, either Usher or stuff like that, just older songs.
Yeah. Were you excited about watching J. Cole doing the All-Star game on the other night night?
That was one of the best performances. And he's from North Carolina, so that really put it on.
He did set it off that night. All right, man. I appreciate your time hanging out with me this afternoon. Looking forward to seeing you Thursday night out there at Children's Mercy Park. Make sure you get online and get to details on how you can get tickets so you could be out there Thursday night to see Sporting KC take on Toluca for the CONCACAF Champions League. It should be a big match, and the atmosphere should be lovely, Gianluca. I appreciate you, man.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, you know. Thanks.